Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Steve Harvey, when you come on, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join in with me? Steve Harvey,
come on, y'all.
You better give me some
eggs.
Steve Harvey, why don't you join in with me?
Keep on with me, help me say.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice now. Come on, dig me. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. One more time, partner. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, how amazing is that? How good has God been to me? How good has he been to you? Just check yourself sometimes. Just sit up and just run a survey. Just look at your life where it's at. It might not be where you want it to be, but that's probably some decisions you made. But really, though, in spite of all the crazy mistakes I done made, I mean, man, I look back at some of the decisions I done came up with, and man, it's just amazing he let me live. I mean, it's and to exist the way I exist, it that's nothing but grace, mercy, favor, all that is. That's what my mama praying for me when I wasn't praying for myself. That had to be it because, man, I can truly tell you, I have made enough mistakes, man, stuff you would never even know about, and recovered from them all. You can too. And I don't care what you've done. Marvin Sapp has a song out that says, he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. You know, that's an important song, man. Especially, you know, I want to talk to men today because, man, being a man is so, so difficult. Please know, it has been my quest ever since I was a little boy. My father had one ambition. Son, I don't care what you do, but when I get through raising you, you will be a man. That's all I want you to be. He never cared what I did for a living. It never made a difference to him. You're going to be a man. Manhood is difficult. Now, ladies that's listening to this, I'm not saying womanhood ain't. I don't know what it takes to be a woman. So, you know, but I do know exactly what it takes to be a man. So, you know, sometimes when you talk to people on the radio, you have to preface things because people are just go, he trying to make it look like womanhood ain't. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just talking to men today to explain to them that they ain't by themselves and struggling trying to figure this thing out, that you are not alone in your quest for manhood, that is difficult. Even it was interesting yesterday, the dating game guy, he said the reason, I didn't get to say this on the air, but I read his profile. He said one of the reasons he was still single because he was trying to find himself as a man. He was 42. But I gotta tell you, man, manhood is that kind of difficult. And it becomes even more compounded if a young boy does not have a male role model, I've said it 1,000 times, I'll say it again. A young boy without a male role model is like an explorer without a map. Well, I have a suggestion for everybody that's struggling with manhood and all of the men out there that are men. This message is for all of us, and it's for me too. You know, I was listening to Joyce Myers the other day, and she made a statement. She said, sometimes you got to do the right thing even when it feels wrong. You know, one of the difficulties of manhood is peer pressure and the misguided principles of manhood. See, what God wants us to be as men and what we believe manhood is sometimes two different things. I'll give you an example. I wrote this book for women, right? And I was telling them the three ways that a man shows his love. And I call them the three P's. We profess, we protect, and we provide. Every man who is a man, that's how he exhibits love. We're not talky-talky, comforting, we're not great nurturers. But when it comes down to it, what we all want to do, what is in our DNA, is to profess our love for something, you as a woman, to protect you as a woman, and to provide for you as a woman. That's in our DNA. Now, sometimes that gets messed up. And I'll give you an example. Sometimes when a boy doesn't have the proper real role model in his life, he takes that principle of love that we all possess in us, every man, the professing part, the protecting, and the providing part, and we misplay it. That's why gangs exist. Gangs exist off those three principles. What's the first thing a gang member do? He profess. He claim a hood. That's the first thing he do. This is my neighborhood. I'm Deuce Trey. I'm Triple H. I'm Doop-de-doop. I'm purple, I'm red, I'm blue. First thing they do is claim. That's professing. That's how we show our love. But it's misguided, though. Now we professing something that ain't even good for us. Your hood, your gang, your clique. Now guess what? Now we got to protect it. So now, as a protection part of our love, here we go. You come down here, we gonna do this to you. You go over there, they gonna do that to you. You protect your hood. This your turf. This all you got. You ain't nobody coming down here with blue on. Can't nobody come over here with red on. You can't come over here with purple on. You can't come over here with black and gold on. And we protect that because that's in our DNA. And then what's the third thing? We provide. So guess what the gang need? Money. Guess what we do? We selling drugs. We selling women. We selling guns. It go back to the same thing, man. I don't know how God gave it to me that way when I was writing the book, but he showed it to me along the way. That's how men love. Well, when you don't have a role model in your life, guess what? Now that love is misplaced, it's misguided, it's off track. Ain't no man told you that really you're supposed to take this love and give it to a woman. You really supposed to profess, protect, and provide for a woman, not your gang set. Now you professing your hood, repping a color, you protecting your territory, shooting people, driving by, coming over you on your street, and then you provide. Now you out here selling drugs and guns for the same thing. When a boy does not have a male role model, he has a misguided way of looking at manhood. The reason I'm saying this today is because, fellas, this is what I'm saying. Quit tripping yourself out, man, and find out the type of man God wants you to be. Here's the deal. See, God created all of us in his image. That means he's put some of our DNA in him. That's why it's in your DNA to profess, protect, and provide. Because guess what? That's what God do for us. Because we his children. God provides for us. He protects us. And he professes his love for us. He claims us. He died on the cross for us. He done all that for us. I'm just talking to men right now. You don't want to be in your house when the cop knocking on the door. You want to be laying there in peace. See, when my doorbell rang, I go answer it. Because ain't no police coming over here because I ain't done nothing for them to come. You can't go to your door like that when you got weed in the back. You got crack in the back. You got cocaine in the back. You can't go answer your door. You hear that? You got to start flushing toilets and stuff, man. That's crazy. I'm just telling you, man, I had to wake up about 5 years ago. I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do. And then he shook me. He said, man, I'm going to bring about some changes in your life. I'm going to cause some things to happen that's going to put you in a position, and this time you're going to listen to me. Because if you don't, you're going to keep living in this pain you've been in. But you put yourself in this pain. I owe no blame to no one else but myself. Please know I know that. And that's how you really get to manhood, when you figure out what you done wrong. You can't blame this on none of your exes because you a man. You can't go, my ex did this. No, no. You a man, partner. You got to take responsibility for yours and yours alone. If you got kids, you got to get to them some kind of way. Write them a letter. Send them the money. If she won't let you see it for the money, whatever. Send the money to her mama. Do what you're supposed to do as a man. Do what God wants you to do, man, because he not letting us off the hook for what we supposed to be just because you ain't doing it. And if you do it, you turn your life around. Just hollering at the fellas today, that's all. Sorry about that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, may I have your attention, please? This is unequivocally, without a doubt, a terrestrial-type show that encompasses dang near everything.
Dang near.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah.
Loaded. What we do on this show can't be done nowhere else. Shirley Strawberry, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Carla Pharrell, good morning.
Good morning. Why are you talking like that? Good morning.
Because I'm bougie.
Oh,
good
okay.
Morning, Kier.
It's a good thing.
Morning, Uncle Steve.
Hello, Jay Anthony.
Championship team, baby. Woo!
And the nephew, Tommy.
Good morning, Uncle Steve.
We are here today to gather around and do some things that haven't been done in radio before. We are
like
here
someone.
To bring the masses entertainment, I dare say.
He sounds like someone.
We're going to do it in a way that no one has ever done it before. With laughter, levity, charity.
If we can.
What we do here, I can't say what I really want.
Then don't say it then. Just don't say it.
I won't. I've chosen not to.
You sound like Captain.
Well,
I know.
Houston's in the World Series against the Dodgers.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Astros.
Yeah.
That's big for the city.
I got a hit.
That is big
for
Houston because of the hurricane.
Yeah.
And, you know, it lifts the people's spirits there. That's a
right.
Great thing.
That's right.
Congratulations, Shirley.
Yeah.
The Astros dedicated the game to the city of Houston, Hurricane Harvey, what the city went through with the terror of the storm, if you will.
Boy.
Yeah.
They're still trying to put the pieces
and it's only the second time in history that they've ever been in the World Series, right? Right.
I don't even know the first one. What was the first one?
2005.
I can't believe when she says stuff like that. I don't know what she reading off of over there.
Well, it's on the news. This is news. This is a big story.
People can't watch the news.
She knows.
2005.
This is only the second time they won. Isn't that correct?
Well,
yes, Shirley.
Let me say something else that'll get you turned upside down. I'm happy for the Dodgers.
No, it's not the Dodgers. It's the Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers is going to the World Series, man.
Happy for them. I really am. I was sad, though, that the Cubs didn't.
Yeah, you in L.A. now. You got to say it right,
Sam.
It's the Dodgers. Man, the Dodgers.
But I'm in L.A.
Oh, my God, the Dodgers is going the Dodgers.
And these are the women that sound like that.
Cleveland ain't in it, so whatever.
No.
No, the Indians.
No, they ain't never.
No. No. They was, a few years ago, right?
Last year.
They were, the worst.
They were in it.
Yeah.
We haven't
they were against the Cubs.
Against the Cubs,
So let's see. You got the Indians and the Browns. So you just going to pull for the Cavaliers?
You need to stay with the Cavaliers.
At least the Indians let you be in it. The Browns won't even win a game.
All right, coming up at 32 after the hour, something funny. And we'll just talk about the weekend review.
Weekend, baby!
We'll be back at 32 after.
Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Before we get to something funny, this might be funny in and of itself, what we did over the weekend. We talked about the Dodgers
I keep telling you, it's the Dodgers.
And the Astros going to the World Series.
Game one tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Want to know what I did over the weekend?
What did you do?
I worked.
Yeah. You always
work.
Where
did you work?
It was new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
Saturday,
show?
Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, but let me tell you something. I got some little big shots coming on TV.
Oh, the new season.
Good Lord. I got a boy that's the record holder for blowing bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
This boy right here, man, I wanted to be him so bad.
Felix. Oh, I used to love blowing bubbles.
Little Felix.
Man,
are they spit bubble steeds or red?
No. He got them hoops and everything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He don't need nothing. He know how to dip his hands in the solution. And just blow bubbles with his hand. Oh, this boy cold.
That was
he was
fun.
Doing shapes. Oh. This little dude incredible.
Really?
How old is he, Steve?
Hold up. 9.
What?
9. Cold. Cute. You ain't never seen nothing like cold.
Mm.
Cold.
Like different shapes than just regular round bubbles?
Bubbles inside of bubbles. And somewhere there's a mom telling a little boy, stop blowing bubbles, you ain't gonna do a damn thing with it. Look at this boy, and they made a career out of it.
And we got there's a girl on here.
At 9.
There's a 10-year-old girl on here singing Michael Jackson's I'll Be There.
Oh, yeah, really?
Did she
carry your whole mouth out?
Really?
Wow.
This little girl sounds so cool.
Angelica.
Oh, that's
this little girl was mad. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, she was strong.
Yes, she was.
Well, I'm glad to see little girl.
Does it really make you? Does it make you check what you were doing at 10 when you see these kids?
Oh yeah. The only one I had anything in common with was my favorite kid yesterday. This boy named Mason, out of Strewsbury, West Virginia.
Yeah.
This little boy was the only gardener we've ever had on Little Big Shots, and he knew it.
He was a gardener?
Yeah.
And he was 6.
Yeah.
This little dude, man, was funny as hell.
He knows what he's doing.
Six?
What was he doing, Steve? I know we have to watch it,
The outtake was when they was trying to give Steve trouble about where to stand. So that little boy said, this is Mr. Harvey's show.
Really?
At 6, he knew who the show belonged to. Don't you talk to him like that.
Both of us from West Virginia, and I knew, and I had to translate everything he said to the audience because this little boy was country. We got a river out back and got a big catfish. You ever seen any turkey vultures come down there? And they ain't got no white heads. They got white ring around their neck and red head on there. And they got big white beak and black wings. And they come down there eat catfish. Them people was looking at the little boy, and I had to tell them they had a river out back and it got big catfish in it. But the turkey vultures can eat the catfish if they come up to the surface close enough. But they ain't got white heads. They just got a white ring around their neck.
That's
with
what
he said. With a red head and a white beak, but they got big black wings.
Wow.
This little boy has some information about the country. I was loving his ass. I was loving his ass. But boy, his prices was
You high. Fell in love, Steve.
Yeah, his prices was too high, man. He ain't made but $100. With all the vegetables he grow, he ain't made. I said, man, your price is too high. So how much is carrots? $15 a pound.
I ain't mad at him.
I said, how much is a red cabbage? $6. I said, oh, you trying to open a hole for me.
Wow. Give him some competition. Boy,
that audience was hollering.
Yeah.
They said, this fool has said this. What's that, Mr. Harvey? Don't worry about it.
You'll figure it out.
You got
it's all right for 6 years old. Though.
Yeah, that's great. Greatness right there.
No, this little boy was out. Mm-hmm. Man, he was my favorite dude. Mm-hmm. Mr. Harvey, you want to tell you something? Can I tell you something else? Yeah. These people need to come to America and get a garden. See, he didn't think Hollywood was a part of America.
Oh.
Y'all need to leave us here and come on to America and get a garden. But serious, though, and mad at these folks. Boy, I was dying there. So I've been working.
That was cool.
Yeah,
those talented kids. They say Generation Z, these kids in Generation Z after the millennials have the mindset of entrepreneurs. That's what they think.
Oh, that's good.
They call Z?
Mm-hmm.
But see, what it is, you know what? Half the kids that come on the show say that they learn what they do off YouTube.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a little girl named Macy. Mm-hmm. That's, I think she's 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, some brothers was out on the Vegas Strip breakdancing. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to earn money. And wasn't nobody putting no money in there. So the little girl, she was out there to get on the show Dancing Moms or something.
Dance Moms.
Yeah, Dance Moms. She was out there to get on the show. So mm-hmm. she had a little outfit on. She didn't want to take it off. So her and the mom was walking down the strip. She saw the dancers and they wasn't making no money. They started filming the little girl. The little got out there to help the brothers raise the money and wore them out.
She could really dance, huh?
Oh,
really
this dance. Little girl, she got a move you ain't ever seen before.
Really?
Wow.
That little girl scared me when she did that.
She can do all those hip-hop tricks and all that.
Oh, got it down.
Dog, she did something else, though. She did a move I've never seen before.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a weight limit to what she was doing. Because I snapped both of my wrists. It's a weight limit to what she did.
Wow.
You do that if you want to. them is your wrist snapping.
Woo. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know, work, it was a great weekend. No, I'm grateful. Grateful I got work, you know. I ain't mm-hmm. looking for work. I'm grateful, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Up to date, feeling good about it.
Mm-hmm.
You sure ain't looking for work. That's what's up.
Ooh, mm-hmm. don't get another job.
No, man. You probably have another show in the morning.
It's on Tuesday, Jay.
By Tuesday, yeah. Hey, man, we got another job. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all. He can get another one. That's what I
You're
just
said. You're not mad.
I'm ready. I'm going to go right over there with him.
All right, it's Monday. It is Monday, and Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam are here with church complaints. We'll have them right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I am Reverend Motown.
And I am Deacon Def Jam.
And together we contemplate an institution called the JPJJ.
That's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah.
I don't know. Don't mess around now. Careful who you're playing with. All right?
All right.
We don't know where the cash register sign is, and I would just leave it at that. Okay. You're still talking about the cash register sign. Mm. You're not coming today.
All right.
Yeah. That button don't work no more.
Yeah, I have some complaints for you today.
What we about to hear now from everyone in Radio Land is the ungratefulness of the constituency here at the church that don't know how to be grateful, but on Monday, steady complaining. Go ahead, Deacon.
All right, Pastor.
I don't care for that long.
We like that.
It was a waste of time.
Get my thoughts together. Brother Uzo Ohabason is our African member here at the church. He wants a men's retreat in South Africa. He thinks we all should run with the wildebeest to prove our manhood and release bad spirit.
Mm. Now, I've spoken with Brother Uzo privately to stop bringing these half-baked ideas up in here. First of all, who got the money to fly all these men's to South Africa?
Right.
Secondly, what I ain't gonna do is run with the wildebeest, not keep up, and then them lions is eating our ass.
This is true, Pastor. But he says it will prove our manhood and release bad spirit now.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you gone, what bad spirit is you gonna need releasing?
Yeah, well, point well made.
Tell Brother Uzo to just gonna keep all them thoughts to himself.
All right.
Ain't got to go to Africa and run with the wildebeest. We can go down to the wildebeest, which is the new strip club, and prove our manhood down there. Go ahead, D.
All right, I'm moving along. Sister Gabrielle Washington got a knee replacement last week. Now, she needed both knees done but could not afford both of them. She just got one done. The one that didn't get done won't bend. And she keep tripping members as they pass by going to altar call. And she done injured about four other members. She cannot get that leg to come in, Pastor. You're going to have to, I don't know what we need to do.
Well, I think what the problem is, and I noticed it last Sunday, Sister
Gabrielle
sits on the outside aisle because that left knee don't bend. She's on the right side.
Right.
And so that extended leg is tripping people. And what you can't do in here is trip people that's bringing offering around.
Uh-oh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have her sit on the front row and face backwards.
Wait a minute, Pastor. So she gonna have her back to you and facing the congregation. But where's her leg going? Isn't her leg?
I don't know where. Sliding under a pew for all I care.
What? You know you're wrong. That's why you laughing.
What is that gonna do?
What girl, about the people that's sitting on that aisle, Pastor?
The people on the aisle ain't the problem. We got to stop just tripping people bringing money.
Turn her around.
Face back.
Now her leg just under the pew.
Well, she don't like that. I don't know what to tell you.
You don't know. You have nothing else.
We could get a speaker in her car, and she could just listen to the service from out there.
But she gonna quit tripping people.
That don't about bringing in money. In here.
All right. Immediately.
We will get Sister Gabrielle turned around on the front pew.
On the other side.
Thank you.
Moving along. The Halloween party for the kids is this coming Saturday. The kids are asking that you make Brother Ernest Phillips, who is the ugliest person in the city and scares the kids half to death, to stay at home. He has no teeth, a patch over one eye, and a wooden leg. They want you to make sure Brother Ernest does not come to the Halloween party for the children.
Well, you tell the children that Brother Ernest is one of our top money makers for the building fund. Oh, we've had his ugly ass standing in front of this church, and it's a hood element. We don't have a haunted house. Mm-hmm. We just has Brother Ernest pull up, and you pay to get in the haunted car. As soon as you get in the back seat, he turn around and scare the hell out of you. And his people been coming back. This is 4 years in a row for some people. Mm-hmm. So they never been that scared in their whole life.
So he's a hit.
He's a hit.
He's not going
anywhere.
A
Halloween hit.
All right, Pam.
That boy is ugly. Show enough look just like a monster.
Oh. Yes. This church.
All right, here's some new news, Pastor.
Let me tell you what's going to add this year. Brother Ernest, this year, and not only going when you get in the backseat, he going to turn around and he going to try to choke you.
What?
We just added that.
Yeah.
Pastor, you really going to scare these kids half to death, Pastor. That's Halloween is about scariness, but you're taking it a bit far.
Ooh. 30 seconds, do you have a short one?
The Hallelujah Heifers Praise Dance Team have been asked to come down. The Hallelujah Heifers Praise Dance Team, they've been asked to come dance at Creflo Dollar's church. He's sending his private jet, but wants our church to pay for the fuel.
Well, Creflo got a problem here.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We got to say congratulations to the Houston Astros. Congratulations.
Yeah, to
the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's right. The Dodgers. Game one of the World Series is tomorrow in Los Angeles. All right. And did you guys see all five living former U.S. presidents?
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, it was really nice to see them. Man. They attended a concert Saturday night at Texas A&M. They were raising money for relief efforts from hurricane devastation in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Former President Obama, former President George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, President Carter, and President Clinton, they were all there. That was a lot of power in one place. They looked good. I mean, what a picture. What a snapshot that was. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, and right now you miss any one of them.
Absolutely,
don't you?
Yeah. Steve. That's what I'm saying. This is what presidential
looks
like.
We'll take any one of them right now.
That's what it looks like. Former President George W. Bush and former President Obama each appeared at public events and both addressed the divisive nature of politics these days. Here is President Obama talking about division.
If you have to win a campaign by dividing people, you're not going to be able to govern them. You won't be able to unite them later if that's how you start.
That was great. That was great, man. You can't do it.
Yeah. Okay, neither of former presidents mentioned President Trump by name.
Nobody missed him, did they? Yeah.
We all knew he was talking about, given the climate of today's politics, we all knew, okay, clearly, that he was talking about the current
president. The best shade is when you don't mention a person's name who you're throwing shade on.
We all knew, though.
We all know that, man.
All right,
but
Steve.
That was crazy to see former President Bush and Obama on the same day last week speaking about the same thing, divisiveness in the country and the state of politics in Washington. That was rare.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you elect a non-politician.
I think, but I tell you once again, and I'm just going to say this, I just keep getting stunned. Now, the whole thing with the Democratic Congresswoman
Frederica Wilson.
Yeah, now she told the honest truth.
Absolutely.
And she told the honest truth. The way they're trying to cover it is appalling.
It really is.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, you can't expect him to get that right. I mean, you just can't. You can't expect him to get that right. He's not that type of guy. He's just not that type of guy. And that woman was 100% correct. And even Kelly, when he came out, I was surprised at him that he took a political shot at her, too, with what she had said about raising the money for the building down there.
Yeah,
in Florida.
That was all
and
a lie.
And then they played her whole speech, and she didn't say any of that. She didn't say any of that.
Is this the lady with the hats on, Steve?
Yeah.
Who is really a sharp lady, man.
Yeah, she's got a doctorate. She was the principal of a school.
I love them hats,
she's
man.
She's an educator.
Me too.
She's sharp, man. She's really, really sharp and sincere.
They could have squashed it. That's all you had to say.
Right. Mm-hmm. All you had to say was, you know what, look.
I'm sorry it was taken that way. Yeah. I really didn't intend
for it to sound that way. But, like, you know, I had a bunch of military men talking about the statement that he made. He knew what he signed up for. And, you know, that's great to say amongst each other as military people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's a statement that one of these generals was saying. That's a great statement that we say amongst each other. That's not what you say to console a person.
And to call her an empty barrel is disrespectful.
Yeah, that was all disrespectful. Yeah.
She wasn't an empty barrel.
No, she just told the truth on behalf of her.
A family that she has a relationship with.
Absolutely.
That boy was in her mentoring program.
Yeah, she's known him and the family for quite a long time. Steve, here she is. Please introduce Miss Ann.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have our very own talented news anchor person who brings it to us in the form of truth. No fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Ann Tripp.
Steve, that is true. No fake news here. It's morning. This is Antrim with the news. U.S. Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, since we're talking about this, he was funeralized in Florida this weekend, and the 25-year-old Green Beret was given full military honors. Johnson, one of four service members killed in that ISIS ambush 2 weeks ago in Niger. White House spokesman General John Kelly has been defending President Trump, as you just heard them discussing, against the criticism he's been getting over the way the president spoke to the widow of LaDavid Johnson, saying that, quote, he knew what he signed up for. Democratic Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who says she heard the conversation over speakerphone, has been criticized, called an empty barrel, which she considers a racist comment. And Kelly's also accused her of bragging to have gotten the funding to build the FBI building in Florida. Representative Wilson tells CNN she's taken aback.
That's a lie. You know, I feel sorry for General Kelly. He has my sympathy for the loss of his son, but he can't just go on TV and lie on me. I was not even in Congress in 2009 when the money for the building was secured. So that's a lie. However, I named the building at the behest of Director Comey with the help of Speaker Boehner, working across party lines. So he didn't tell the truth.
And she named the building in honor of two former FBI men who were killed. Kelly's sticking to his story, even though audio tape backs up the congresswoman's story, not his. And Congressman Wilson's demanding an apology. President Trump says he's going to be releasing thousands of classified documents related to the assassination of President Kennedy. The latest hurricane relief concert this weekend took place at Texas A&M Reed Arena, raising over $31 million. This one attended in person by five former presidents and opened by a video message from the current commander-in-chief.
To Presidents Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, Melania and I want to express our deep gratitude for your tremendous assistance.
This will make America still a greater volunteer nation.
If we just do what we ought to do and prove that the heart of America, without regard to race or religion or political party, is greater than our problem.
Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, please introduce Jay so Jay can introduce the butterfly.
And don't sound right if you don't introduce me.
Yeah, introduce
me. Steven, it's Monday.
Wait, what? What did you say, Steve?
I just said Jay Anthony Brown. I mean, you know, what all do y'all want?
Where's the love of
do you know the butterfly? Come
that.
I'm dropping that this fall. I'm dropping that song.
Oh.
I'll be doing the video.
Thank you so much.
See how we're working together, Steven? That's all I want you and I to do is just work together. We could do this if we just get our minds together and just be a team, be
Yo
a family.
Segment.
Okay, anyway, today is Belly Button Monday. And
what?
Today it's Belly Button Monday. What's wrong? Everyone has one. If you don't have a belly button, then you wasn't born. So listen, I want everyone to wear half shirts today because it's Belly Button Monday. And just show your belly button, whether you have an innie, an outie, a flatty, you know, a wrinkly, or whatever, a big one, a small one. It doesn't
matter. Where yours at?
Mine is. What do you mean? Where my neck? Mine is.
Well, you got your shirt tied.
You got an innie or an outie?
I can't see it. Yeah, you need.
Well, that's
outie.
How you. That's how you show your belly button. I have an outie, but I'm working on getting it down.
Well, yours actually is a crease.
No, it's not.
You have to put that half dollar on yours. You know how they tape that?
Yeah, when I was little, I used to tape a half a dollar on my belly button for nothing.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
He said for nothing.
Is it pierced?
No, I've had it pierced before, but I let it close up.
Oh, did you wear jewelry on it when you had it?
No. What he means is the ring is closed up in there. It's still pierced.
No, it's not. It's
but the
I took
fat
it out.
And swallowed it up. The ring is still in there.
You show up on X-ray.
Yeah, it's in there. You just ain't. You can't find it no more.
Well, let's go around the room. We gotta do a belly button around the room, Stephen. Shirley, do you have a flat or any or an outie?
I have an innie. Any.
Carla, any outie or flat?
Any.
We don't say
you don't like your belly button, Carla. Speak up. What's wrong?
Okay, keep on.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why we discussing my belly button on your edge.
Because
what
it's belly button
that what I did. See, Carla, that's what I said about the whole damn segment. It's worthless.
Crazy.
Well, let's check on your bitch.
Because it's National Belly Button Day.
Oh. Exactly. Let's check on your rich ass belly button. How's your belly button?
Let's check on my what belly button?
Rich ass belly button.
It sounded straight crazy,
boy,
butterfly.
I thought you said something else.
Oh, I'm
finna come across this table right here. And we finna find out who that really is.
Rich.
Yeah, because it sounded like you said something else, which was gonna be a whole other problem for you.
All right, well. Bottom line is happy belly button day to everyone, okay? Coming up next, J. Anthony Brown is going to murder another hit. We'll be back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, introduce Jay yet again, but this time so Jay can introduce his murder the hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, to murder the hits, you need a murderer. Ladies and gentlemen, wow. J. Anthony Brown.
The murderer.
That's too much.
First of all, I want to take
music murderer.
I want to take my apology back from John Legend. I looked at how many followers he has. Uh-huh. He has 10 million, so he'll be okay. He'll be fine. Little song is not hurting him. He don't need to get all up in his feelings about this one damn song.
I'm one of them.
Turn it down. J. Anthony Brown, check me out. Tomorrow night, J-Spot Comedy, Taco Tuesday, hosted by yours truly. Here you go. Turn it down. John Legend, Steve Harvey. Oh, on the Steve Harvey Show. Check it out.
Yo, what's up there, my
hey,
brother?
Hey, man, what's happening, man?
Everything's good.
With you, man.
I'm glad you opening the club.
Well,
back
yeah, up. You know, I had Lunell up there, and I'm up there on, this week. And then on Halloween night, I got Flame.
Ooh, that's going to be
it's going to be a nice Halloween party.
Oh, my jam. That's my jam.
Come on, Ralph, please.
Oh, come on,
please,
man.
Please turn it down.
I can't listen to what I want in my car.
I mean, yeah, it's your car, but, man.
Yo, man, what you got against John Legend?
I don't have nothing against John Legend. I'm just not into his music. Do me a favor. You know that I don't like the song. Not for a second. Cause even 1 second's too long. No, don't make me jump out this car. Don't give a damn if I get hurt. I can live with the scars. I get nauseous when he starts. I need earplugs, please, while I'm in the car. You know that I can't stand a Legend song. I need you to turn it down. Ralph, that's all I ask. Keep it way down till this song is over. We're not gonna fight about it. I want you to turn it down. You know that I can't stand a Legend song. I need you to turn it down. Ralph, that's all I ask. Keep it way down till this song is over. We're not gonna fight about it. I want you to turn it down.
Turn it down,
I can't take no more.
Turn it down.
Damn, man, turn it down.
I love it.
Yeah.
Got on your nerves, Jay.
I couldn't even record no more of that.
You sang and arranged pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
I sat there and listened to it. Yeah. They be blending it.
Uh-huh. What?
That's Mr. Ralph Hawkins Jr., baby. Thank you so much.
That's how you murder a hit,
that's
baby.
That's how you murder a hit.
You are a murderer.
I want you to turn it down.
I want you to turn it down.
That's all I ask.
Turn it down.
Hey, man, I'm going to get me a new feature on the radio. I'm going to have a cat reverb my voice.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do a new feature.
Can you do it reverb. Now, Kat?
Let's see. Well, I don't know. You know, Jay got that megaphone.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a megaphone. Can I still have this?
Yeah, you can have that.
Yeah, don't try to take this from me. I ain't got much on the damn show.
This going to be a problem, Jay.
I'm having a Halloween party at the J-Spot on next Tuesday.
No, you said that.
This Tuesday is Taco Tuesday.
Next Tuesday is Halloween.
All that. Keep but on now.
Don't take my megaphone, please. That's all I got.
did Tom take your megaphone when you was?
Yes, he did. He He snatched it from me.
J-Spot never got mentioned.
Snatched the club, too?
And if he went on tour, he couldn't do them dates.
I couldn't do my megaphone. Put him here now.
Jay, put the megaphone down.
Don't make him put the megaphone down, please.
There's a lot of shade,
man,
on this show.
I
boy.
Know. It's too much.
It's too much shade.
Yeah, we should throw this much shade.
On each other, though, right?
Right.
All right, coming up next, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, you don't want to miss today's Strawberry Letter. But up next is Houston's own. Congratulations,
hey, Shirley,
once again. Yes.
Before you say that,
uh-huh,
I had a great idea about the president.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
What was it?
I think that our president, the 45th,
uh-huh,
Donald J. Trump, should take off 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I think it should just
take off 2 weeks right now,
mm-hmm,
starting tomorrow, and just go somewhere and just, you know, relax.
He does that
You know,
every
play
weekend.
Golf.
He does that every weekend. Yeah. Anything, yeah.
No. I want him to go for 2 weeks. And it's not for him. It's for us, just so we can get a damn break.
Oh, we need a break from him.
Ain't you tired of waking up going, what'd he do now?
Exactly. I was exhausted.
Don't you wake up thinking we're in a war? You check to see if we're in a war. We've been attacked.
No, that's going to happen, though.
I was just exhausted with the whole back and forth with him and the Congresswoman Wilson and all of that and how they tried to just blast her and demonize her. I was exhausted.
I've never seen the White House nitpick most stuff.
Yeah.
They pick fights.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you elect a bully, they pick fights
they think they can prove a point with. And then to call this woman an empty barrel, which she wasn't.
And wacky.
She told the truth.
Well, you know, that's to play on the hats and stuff. Mm-hmm. The wacky. You know, they try to do that. It's a real slick thing that people do,
mm-hmm,
you know, the cowboy hat. So right now they're going to go wacky,
mm-hmm,
to just try to diffuse it and
we just going to argue for 4 years.
Exactly.
That's all we're going to do.
And that hair is way more wackier than that hat.
Okay.
Trust me.
He need a hat on.
You need a hat. You need a hat.
Ass cuff for one.
He's just whack. How about that?
Yeah, take that wire.
You ought to see if Congresswoman Wilson will make you a hat.
Get one.
I got a prank for you. This right here is called Your Doors.
Like
Your
that.
Doors.
Your Door.
Your Doors.
Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Paul, please.
Call Virginia Senior.
Probably Senior.
Okay, this is me. How you doing today?
I'm good. Listen, my name is Mark. I'm actually calling from a company called Doors. Are you at court?
Yes, correct.
You guys just built that home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, my name is Mark Stevens. I'm actually calling from Doors. We're actually the company that supplied the doors that are actually throughout your house.
Okay, great. What are you calling for? Follow-up?
No, this isn't a follow-up. Actually, we've got a couple glitches we want to try and get straightened out if we could. Here's the problem, sir. The problem we're having is that the contractor that actually built you all's home has not paid for the doors. You guys have been there 2.5 months, and we can't seem to get the contractor to come in and pay for the doors.
Okay, so you tried to call them.
We've tried to call them several times, and we have not been able to
what
get
what number do you have on them? Because if you don't have a good number, I can give you a number, because I really don't have anything to do with that. In fact, how'd you get my number?
Well, actually, we had your number on file as the homeowner, and that's pretty much how we had you. But the problem we're facing here, sir, is we've tried to get this guy for the last couple months, and we can't get him. So actually what's going to happen here in the next day or so is we're probably going to have to come and get all the doors.
Hold on, wait a second. Do what?
We're probably going to have to come and get all the doors in your house, take them off, and bring them back here to the plant until
Who's going
to
come get all my doors?
We're going to have to get those doors until either we get a contractor or, you know, we get paid for the doors. Now, what could happen is you could pay for the doors.
No. I already paid for the doors. That's past tense. I've done that. Paid. You're saying paying. That means I got to double back.
Well, sir, but we haven't been paid, sir, for the doors as well.
No. The contractor was paid for the doors. So that's who pays you.
Okay. And what I'm trying to explain to you, sir, we haven't been paid at all here at Doors.
Now, when okay. Well, at Doors, they should have received a check for my contract.
Okay. And what I'm explaining to you, sir, is that that hasn't been done.
So since you have not been paid, you're going to come back and get my Doors. Now, you said we. Now, who's all this? You and who are we going to come
sir,
to my
like, here's the problem here. Like
no,
I said,
no, there ain't no problem. We're going to resolve this very peacefully. But who is we?
Okay. So what's taking place here at my job is they've taken this money out of my check that hasn't been paid for the Doors.
Oh, yes. I can understand that. But why would they take it out of your check? You did the man hours. You've done your work.
I understand that, sir, but since the company hasn't been paid, the company is taking it out on me, and it's not going to come down on me. So either I'm going to get the Doors.
Well, you need to quit your job, because they need to give you not just give you a bonus, but give you some hourly work, because bottom line is, you're talking about coming to get my Doors. No, that's not going to happen.
Either we resolve this peacefully as if you pay for it, or I come out and get the Doors. And I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth.
You need to go ahead and come get these Doors, gas up. And come get these Doors, because you're not going to come and get I'm not going to send you no money.
Okay, sir, then what we need to do is get a scheduled time where I can come out and get all the Doors.
Now I'm on your time.
I'm sorry?
I'm on your time now, so you must be paying me now since I'm on your time.
What are you talking about?
Because you're talking about you're going to set up a time with me. That means I have to leave and do what I do to be meet you here to get something that don't belong to you, which is my door.
Sir, you don't have to be there at all.
I'm going to come in
and take the front door off, and I'm going to keep moving through the house and get all the Doors and get them back here to the plant.
I don't think you hear yourself. Now, first and foremost, when you come to the front door, I'm going to be there waiting on you. As you take it off the latch, I'm going to be on your behind making sure you realize you're going to have to take this door or take this and I'm pretty sure that will be coming to you when you get that first door.
Sir, I can't keep going back and forth with you. Let me say this to you. I'm coming to get them Doors, even if I got to take a whooping, because I got to get my money back from the company that they done took from me, because your damn contractor did not pay for the damn Doors.
Hey, you better bring your tone down when you talk to me. You talking to a girl. Man, I'm gonna put this on you. I am not gonna allow you to come to my house and take these damn Doors, and you ain't coming to get no money.
I'm coming to get them Doors, and I'm coming to get them today. I need every door.
Come on now. What time you coming? Because I want to be prepared when you come mess with these Doors. I make sure, please, what time you coming?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. You'll know when I'm there when I take the first door off the hinge.
Every door, we gonna meet at that door. I'm gonna whoop that and tell you what, I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna pay you $1. Now take that check. You can make $10.75.
Whooping or not, I'm gonna take that whooping if that's what it takes. But I gotta take these Doors so I can get my money back.
I need you to do next time. Get your damn money. Stop. Get a job that pays you better for this whooping. You gonna get in fed well.
I'm not, sir. I'm not gonna keep going back and forth with you about you whooping my.
You ain't gotta go back and forth. That is the end. Bring your over here, take that whooping, and take it on home.
But I'm bringing them Doors too. Every door in that house.
Contractor.
You should have been called a contractor.
You should have been called a contractor.
But y'all over there stealing Doors from my damn company.
Now I'm telling you what, you need to be calling him. He got your money.
I'm coming to get every door you got in that house.
Bring me that number.
I tell you what, you know what I'll do? I'll just wait till you go to work.
Bring me the number
next
right
week
now.
And I'll just come in there and get them Doors while your ass is gone.
Junior. Wait a second. Now I just told you, you ain't coming to get no Doors. I just got through telling you this. Junior, get it from your mama.
I'm coming
now
to get them Doors, and you know what else I'm coming to do?
What?
I'm coming to tell you who I am. Do you know who I am?
More so I know who you are, so you walk your up here, I make sure I introduce myself. You want to come get a door? Well, come get these Doors then, if you're that bad.
That ain't really who I am.
Well, who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone call by your wife, Faye.
Faye! That's my shoe. Bring the damn number. You gonna get it when I get downstairs. Oh, brother, you got me. You know, I'm a typical Negro. I got one of them red Doors. You know when you get them red Doors, you're doing something.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I gotta ask you, man. Paul, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, Steve Harvey Show. And Cousin Tommy.
I was over here just praying, man. Faye, don't bring that number in there.
But now all I heard was all this moving, so I'm thinking they looking for it, but they down there finding the floor giggling.
All right, thank you, nephew. Get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. It's a good one. It's coming up in about 4 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Strawberry Letter is up next, but first, it is not surprising that Kevin Hart would invite fans to laugh at his pain and use his recent sex tape scandal as material, but apparently it did not sit well with attorney Lisa Bloom and her client, Montia Sebag. In case you missed it, Kev makes fun of himself for getting caught up in irresponsible situations, as he calls it, like having an alleged sex tape with Montia. In a promo clip for his upcoming irresponsible comedy tour, Lisa and her client feel Kevin is being very disrespectful, using the scandal as jokes. Now, according to Lisa, Montia has been dealing with social media hacks, death threats, and slut shaming since the news broke. She also said this has taken a toll on her client mentally and physically. And now with this tour, it's like this whole thing was a joke. Okay, no shade, but isn't that a risk when you're involved with a comedian? You may end up as his joke. Wait, and don't you guys talk about
all,
your life?
First of all, for that to be a claim. Wait.
Distaste.
Did not you know he was married? Where all of a sudden is disrespect and respect and distaste for where that come into play for you at right now? Because a minute ago, there was no respect considered on your side. So I don't really see that. But what this man has done, though, is he's taken it and he just said, okay, cool. So this is what we're talking about? All right, let's talk about it. But you're going to talk about it from my standpoint.
I look at it like this. I mean, Kevin Wright has the right to do whatever jokes he wants to do about it. Yeah. But if she says, I feel hurt, we can't sit here and say, well, that shouldn't bother you.
Yeah.
So if it bothers her, then it bothers her. Yeah. That's all I'm going to do.
That's his job.
Yeah, that's his job. But she has the right to feel that way.
But, okay, she didn't think that Kevin's wife would feel some kind of way?
Well, I can't comment on that.
This is why we gotta have side piece classes.
We gotta
have to.
Tommy, we need to take it a step further. We need a university. It's called SPU.
Who are going to be some of the...
Well, see, that's the thing. Yeah, we can't tell you the professors, because then you're going to block them from teaching.
Tommy and Jay, I don't have anything to do with this, but I think you ought to call it SPUD. S-P-U-D.
Spud. Okay, tell me what that is.
And get yourself a side piece university degree.
Thank you.
And when you show your paperwork, we work with you then.
Wow. Are a side piece.
That's the school song.
That's exactly what you are.
Hey, you know what? The valedictorian gonna be
you
nice.
Are I need a megaphone. Your life's not going that far. You're like the date married.
This show.
Knowing that he's got a wife. Come on down the side piece university.
next week, Jay, we let you know what's on the final exam.
We're putting classes together.
Please, can we go to the letter right now?
She cannot talk about. She feels disrespected.
Yeah, very distasteful.
Hurtful.
You got to go to side piece.
Other woman. I'm sorry. Take yourself out the I'm miserable part, because you bought all of it on yourself. That's what we do when we get into trouble. We bring it on ourselves. All of it.
Stop, Jay. We got to go to the left.
Oh, my God.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
Subject, sexless in the city. Dear Mr. Harvey and the Wake Up Crew, every morning I wake up and listen to your morning wake-up show. I'm a college student attending Spelman, and on the drive, all of you make me laugh. However, the question I'm posing to you is more of a serious nature. I'm a 20-year-old virgin trying to live a Christian walk. Being a virgin doesn't make me perfect. I know that virtue and virginity are separate entities. But lately, I and many girls in my position, both non-virgins and virgins alike, are losing hope in waiting on God. The pool of qualified bachelors who are abstaining for God before they meet you is in short supply, especially in the AUC. The Atlanta University Center. And daily, it becomes harder and harder to tell fine, educated, articulate, and sweet men no, simply because they are not of kingdom standard. It's not difficult for me to tell pseudo-gangsters at Morehouse or Clark no. No, gangsters don't go to college. Stop playing. But it's harder. But it's harder to tell men in the church, active in ministry, sometimes in leadership positions, educated, fine, and kind no. Men in the church are just as sexually active as men outside the church. Mm-hmm. If abstaining men are just as hard to find in the church as in the world, where does a woman go? I have my father in my life and was raised with a save sex mentality and not a safe sex mentality. My father is a good man, loves me and adores me. I love the way he loves me, and that created a standard in my life of how other men should love me. I'm worth the wait. But now I'm a 20-year-old, never been kissed virgin, and I've grown weary in well-doing. Am I stupid to believe that if I'm patient that God will send me a kind, abstaining kingdom man? As a father, what would you tell your daughter? She's talking to you right there, Steve. A sexless Spelmanite. And she signed her name.
Right.
You know what? To this, I say this a lot in this letter. Dear sexless Spelmanite, I know. You know, I can't help but think that. It's painful, but you got to tell the truth. I can't help but think to you, sexless Spelmanite, that you are where a lot of young ladies are at your tender age. You know, you're probably thinking you're legal now. You're grown. You want to, you know, taste, so to speak, all that life has to offer. You've done all the right things so far. You've gone to the right schools. You've had a great upbringing, etc. And you're wondering what's up. You know, what do you have to do to get a good man? What's taking so long? I got to tell you that the walk of a Christian is a hard one because temptation is everywhere, you know, and in this world, it encourages just the opposite of what God wants us to do. Okay. Like fornication, which is what this letter is about. Because, you know, almost everyone is doing it. So you and your Christian beliefs seem wrong or ridiculous or too old fashioned to the world. And yes, even to the people in the church. But I just really want to encourage you to stay the course and hang in there to do it God's way. You've heard the saying, you know, don't get ahead of God. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. So just keep that in mind and he will bless you over and above anything you could have ever dreamed of. 12 after. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Sad piece.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's get into part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
This letter is a common letter. It was a situation I was faced with in college. Now, this young girl is asking me this as a 20-year-old girl who goes to Spelman, who is a virgin, who is a Christian. And is asking me she's raised great parents, but is asking me, what would I say to my daughters? Well, this is a tough position to be in. And it's a tough position to be in, young lady, because of the world we're in. It's tough for everybody to do right. It's tough for the 20-year-old in college, the 13-year-old in junior high. It's tough for the 25-year-old that then graduated from college. It's tough for the 30 to 40 to 50 to 60-year-old to do right. What you are trying to do is to do right. You are trying to live the perfect Christian life. Now, let me tell you this. The answer Shirley gave you was 100% correct in everything she says. And I see you trying to live this perfect Christian life. You're thinking that you're losing hope in waiting on God because the pool of qualified bachelors who are abstaining for God before they meet you is in short supply. That's a true statement. Most dudes ain't abstaining from sex before marriage, even at the church, as you have so found out. that the leadership men at the church and the young ministries are having sex too. What I would say to my daughters is this. You try to live the absolute best life you can, and you make decisions based on you and your future first, not a guy's future and not what he wants first, but what you want. And you try to live a Christian life. But here's the reality of it. No one is perfect. What I would say to my daughter is, get this in your head, is that if you make a mistake, if you fall off the wagon, get back up and get on it. You know, try not to make your mistakes habit forming, but you are going to make mistakes. I would love to tell you to abstain until you're married at all costs. That's what I'd love to tell you. Now, can you do that? That's entirely up to you. Or will you find a mate who can do that? That'll be entirely up to the two of you. But there are young men out there who will at least make an attempt at this with you if they have the right ending in mind. Now, will you all from time to time make a mistake? You might. You just may very well. But you just got to remember that no matter what happens, keep your relationship with God intact. You know, don't let the fact that you've made a mistake make you think that you're no longer a Christian. Because guess what? Christians make mistakes. All of them. All of them. All of us make mistakes. If you make a mistake, don't stop being a Christian because you've made a mistake. Try to better yourself. Try to put yourself in a different position. Try to stay out of the positions that will get you hot and heavy. You just try.
That's true.
To stay out as many positions as you can. Now, you're going to get in them, though. You're going to be sitting there watching a movie on the couch. You're going to get to kissing real hard. I'm talking about your hairline fracturing your tooth.
Always cracking somebody's
blood vessels
tooth.
In your lips. Going to bust. Going to have little capillary veins in your jaws. You're going to have your tongue all back there. Flipping that little ding-dong thing in the back of some boy's mouth.
Call the uvula.
He going to be back there on your uvula. You going to be on his uvula. Y'all going to be uvuling each other to death.
Going to talk about baby oil. I know that's coming.
No, don't go there.
No, you know he's... Come on, Tommy.
No, don't
know
let him go
your
there.
Uncle.
We're trying to keep this girl on the straight and narrow. Let's keep on
just
there.
Get it out there.
So why y'all uvuling each other? And you uvuling... You uvuling me too much. You was uvuling me. Why are you uvuling each other? Then he lean on you and you lean on him. And next thing you know, R. Kelly on in the background.
Oh, man.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Not that Stop. Song.
That's Stop. When you got to start pulling up. Mm. And got to try to get yourself back on track. If you don't, it's going to go further than that. And you'll be off track for the moment.
Yeah.
But if you fall off track for the moment, just get back on track.
All right, Steve, we got to go. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Don't forget this Thursday at 1:30 p.m., the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. Please join me. All right. And switching gears in entertainment news, Lupita Nyong'o has become the latest actress to accuse movie mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment. Man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
This dude off the chain.
What?
Man, he's terrible.
Yeah. She says she met Weinstein back in 2011 when she was still a student at Yale School of Drama at an award ceremony. Several months later, he invited her to his home to a private screening of a film. According to Nyong'o, Weinstein interrupted the film and asked her to join him in his bedroom. He offered to give her a massage. Lupita panicked, refused, and instead offered to give him one. The Oscar-winning actress turned down another advance from him after he threatened to ruin her career.
When was he working?
Needless to say, she went on to... star in 12 Years a Slave and win the Academy
all
Award.
This cotton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is horrible.
Wow.
It is.
This
horrible.
Guy. Yeah. This guy.
I wonder if it's going to be like a big trial. They gonna do
I think
charges.
His number has.
I think they're doing some big, heavy investigating.
Man.
Hey, Shirley.
Yeah, Tommy. What's up?
Has Harvey's number passed Bill Cosby's number yet?
Oh, Harvey Weinstein?
Can I say that?
I bet Bill's counting.
Yeah. You're damn right he is.
Bill, no, he had 43 off the bat. He's 43.
I'm right at 43.
This is terrible, you guys.
Okay,
that's
bad. That's bad.
But you got to look at it, Carla. You got to compare it. They both doing did the same thing.
You got to find any way to get that pressure off of you.
But can I just say, though, that I do applaud the women who have stepped up, and the men,
absolutely,
too. There have been some men who have stepped up, because I know that had to be hard. They have to be brave to tell this, you know,
courageous,
especially.
Women.
Yeah, just very much so, because this is difficult. Coming up at 41 after the hour, insults you can use when you get into an argument.
So good. I love these.
Wow.
Oh, you got plenty of them, sir.
We got them.
I'm sure.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Game one of the World Series is tomorrow. The Houston Astros versus our beloved L.A. Dodgers L.A. But come on, guys.
The Dodgers.
Go Strohs.
Come on, guys. Insults you can use when you get into an argument. Yeah.
The main thing about having an argument is to just switch it into any direction you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the argument is about, just say something that don't have nothing to do with the damn argument. Now, you know what I mean?
Wow.
You know, like, if you argue with somebody, you just throw it out there. Well, if you had some black friends, this wouldn't happen to you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Throw that out there. That ain't got nothing to do with what we talk. You got
what? Nothing.
Excuse me?
And you got to say it when you know you lose the argument.
When you lose, you got what?
Well, ain't none of my kids been to jail.
Yeah. Just below the belt, Junior.
Yeah, just go deep.
Yeah.
It don't matter if they even got kids.
Yeah, you just got to throw it out there.
You got one, Tommy?
That's why your dad is white and you don't know it.
What?
What?
I ain't got nothing to do.
What? Who got a white? My daddy. Now you're arguing about a white daddy.
Yeah.
See how you switch it up?
Jay flipped it.
Don't even matter. Don't even matter. Shirley, you got one? You got one, Shirley?
Let's go to Steve.
Oh, Steve got one? Steve, yeah. Steve, you got one?
I'll throw one out. Ain't got nothing to do with a damn thing.
You know he dirty.
Well, if you know so much, how come you got nine toes?
Now, they got to defend that.
Yeah.
I got to talk about these nine toes.
Yeah.
Something you been wanting to say?
Yeah, just get up.
Just throw it out.
You need to go somewhere with your ugly ass feet.
That's how you argue.
Come on, Jay.
Just throw it out there.
Uh-huh.
Like, we ain't even arguing about that. You go, all right, face it, your oldest child is stupid.
Yeah.
Accept it.
Yeah, accept the fact.
But you be losing the argument.
You're losing the argument.
And like in the middle of the argument, you say, you know what? I wasn't even going to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Harold ain't your real father. This is a good time for you to know right now. Harold ain't your real dad.
Oh, my
when,
God.
When you're losing, though, you just got to come out of left field. You and your musty mama.
You and your musty mama.
You talking about my mama?
Yes.
Wow.
You
got one, Steve? I need that one.
Look, listen, I cannot deal with the way you look. What?
What that got to do with it?
Well, we were arguing about. We weren't even talking about that.
Yeah.
What the hell the way I look got to do with it?
And then when you're arguing, you got to throw in, and that's why. It's always starting. And that's why.
Uh-huh.
And
like
that's why you got a 300 credit score.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Boom.
Yeah, what boom. The, boom. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say that.
What'd you get?
That's why your sister sleeping with your husband.
Whoa.
Boom.
Always
boom.
Come out.
Boom.
Yeah.
That ain't no boom. That's Armageddon.
What?
Yeah.
That's your dad.
Yeah. You gotta go boom in your face.
Look, Deshaun. But that's why your girl look like 50 Cent. Anybody else want to tell? Why is you over here dirting Curtis Jackson? Why is you dating Curtis?
You did it perfect because you started with that's why.
That's how you start.
You got
all this is because your son wear a helmet to school. That's why all this about.
Yeah.
That's what this about.
Yeah. Sure he's fast because he always running for the police. That's why. How about that?
Boom.
Boom. Yeah, man.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tired of arguing with you. I'm be honest, that's why you ain't got no ass. That's just my life. My life, you're flat in the back.
What my booty got to do?
What that got to do with it?
Ain't got nothing. Why am I listening to you? You flat back.
I know Steve. He might dirty.
Steve, you got one. You got one, Steve. Close it out, man.
Close it out, dog.
All right, y'all keep on. Go ahead. Who you talking to? Say what you want to say. I don't care. Go ahead. That's why you got VD.
Now that was below the belt right there.
That's normally where it is. So
I know. They don't even call it VD. Anymore.
Yeah.
Well, they know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All that OSTD. Now you got VD.
You got VD.
We got time. We have time. We have about another minute, you guys.
Oh, you got another minute?
That's why you got VD. All your sexual encounters come up in that.
Wow.
All this because your mama's sleeping with the pastor. That's what all this about.
Wow.
What does that got to do with the argument? What are we talking about, right?
How do you know that?
They ain't got nothing.
These insults are just too far.
You have to go there. You have to go there.
You're in a full-fledged fight. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
You're windmilling right now.
You know what? You know what? That's why y'all lights is always off. You know? Why am I sitting there listening to y'all? Y'all in the dark.
You can't pay your life bill.
You can't pay your life bill. How you know more than me?
You have to go there. Yeah. I hope that thing on your neck is cancer. That's what I hope. That's what I hope.
Wow. Who are you guys?
You got to say it.
All right. I hope right, you're ready for me to
close
worked.
It out again. Close it up, please. Close it up.
You ready for another one right here?
Yeah.
God. Okay, well, let me ask you something. Where you think your husband is right now?
Oh, damn. That hurt.
Oh.
Now, that
cow,
hurt.
Cow,
that
was, cow.
That was low. That was low.
Excuse me.
That was dirty. That was low and dirty. Yeah. No.
Where you think low he is right now?
That's what he told you.
Yeah. Steve be waiting in the cut, though.
All
right.
Boy, that's when you hit them plates, hit the table. Clink, clink.
I'm across the table.
Coming up next, one and only LL Cool J.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Famer nominee LL Cool J stopped by Steve's talk show.
Yeah, y'all.
Yes, he did, and they had a great time. Plus, Steve asked him the morning show rapid fire questions. Take a listen.
These are just quick questions. You can answer them any way you want to. You're a morning or a night person?
Night person.
Describe yourself in three words.
Ready, willing, and able.
That's the best one. Hey, dog, you answered that right there. Ready, willing, and able. And once again, why are y'all clapping? All right, what's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
Dream.
Dream. I like that. What's something that many people take seriously but shouldn't?
Themselves.
Yeah, for real. What's your biggest addiction?
Love. Nah, I'm, you know, yeah, but...
I'm just, it's their reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Because it ain't it's, only romantic love.
No, nah, that's how they want it to be.
Yeah.
Y'all ass is embarrassing me. What's your all-time favorite song?
All-time favorite song?
Man.
Oh, man, come on, that ain't possible. But, damn. Man. Nah.
Come on,
nah,
yeah,
nah.
One song. You could only hear one song the rest of your life. You could only play one song.
Well, if that was the case, then it'd probably have to be Hero, because that was at my daughter's wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero? You did that at your daughter's wedding?
They played it and I danced with her.
Man.
So, So that song, that would have to be it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hold on.
What's the last thing you liked on social media?
Something I shouldn't have. You know, yeah, I'm not shy with my like game. I'm like, I'm a little ridiculous with that. Because I really don't, like, because I'm not a politician, bro. Like, I'm not running for office. It is what it is. If I like it, I like it. What do you want me to do? Yeah. Like, but I don't even want to tell you what the, I remember actually what the last thing is, and it's so, because it's depressing but happy.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to really tell you?
Hell yeah.
They found a puppy. The kids would mess with him, had poured glue all over him, soaked him in glue. He left him in a box to die. Some people found the puppy, shaved all the hair off, worked with his body, washed his eyes out, and kind of rehabilitated him, and now he's great. He's like, his hair grew back. He's vibrant. He's loving, and I just love that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That was like...
Yeah.
You know, but you know how you just watch. I like those rescue stories about the animals, you know what I mean? Like, I like that, you know? I like the kindness.
And then I wish I knew the rest of the story, like the dog grew up and saw him and bit their ass. I like stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, that was really cool having Will stop by, man. Yeah. He's a good brother. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He will not.
The audience, the women were going crazy on the show, Steve.
He make you check your life when you see him. Like, I ain't doing nothing right.
Yeah.
I ain't eating right. I ain't walking right. Nothing.
Yeah.
I know you're one of his mentors, though, Steve, because he's got a lot of jobs just like you. Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was so cool.
Yeah.
He was so cool. The interview sounded so great. Mm-hmm. It was good. It was good. The women were screaming, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great to see him.
Steve talked to him about somebody breaking in his house, too, Tommy. He did. Did you hear that?
Man.
He did talk to him about that.
He'll put them hands
on him. Hey, man, because I talked with him about it.
When it happened?
You know, well, this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You know, and at the time, you know, was still...
Kind of fresh. And,
you know, well, kind of in court, so you couldn't...
Mm-hmm. Oh, he couldn't say
really,
too much.
Yeah,
you couldn't just say what you wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did. You just said it a while ago.
But I let him have it, though.
Yeah.
I let him have it. So let me tell you something, man. He whooped that man.
Say it again, Steve.
He whooped that man. Hell, say, but what ticked me off was he did my house, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you break the habit of people breaking in people's houses.
Boy, don't take long
nice
for the word to get out.
A whooping.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, it changed. So how's the talk show going? How you feeling, Steve? I mean, you are star-studded on the show.
You know, we're constantly trying to find the right mix because of some things I still want to do.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, I still got to do some human interest stories. Still do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't just forsake that. And then I'm trying to fine tweak the dating element, you know, helping women find love. So I'm still trying to tweak that.
Look at you.
Okay.
You know, to find the right way to do it, you know. Because I'm not really convinced that I've found it with the 10-to-1 dating. I like it because it's quick.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you do Hollywood? Like Hollywood actresses and stuff. You say you want to help women. I mean, because there are a lot of single, beautiful Hollywood actresses, and you're in Hollywood now.
You Hollywood, boy.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a harder thing to do because you got to schedule it with them.
Yeah.
You know, all
they're
that.
Working or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you guys, Jay and Junior, how's it going? You guys?
I love it. It's a great job. I just
don't like
the part of him trying to put people together. I'm really not for that.
What do you mean?
Oh, the dating thing? You're against that?
I'm totally against it.
Why are you totally against it?
Because he can't find nobody.
Because I can't.
Do you have to write for that? Oh.
No, he's got that part.
No, he bails out on that. He actually go to lunch for that second.
He has an attitude.
Time for the dating segment. I'm out.
What is that?
Boy, he actually says a little more than that. Look at this. Blip, blip.
I've been going, damn.
Come on, Jay. You won't be happy for nobody?
No.
That ain't what I do.
Nah, I want to be happy for you because you can't stay happy.
Yeah.
See, Jay likes the beginning of the relationship.
Uh-huh, the chase and...
the newness, the how you doing?
The euphoric thing.
The moment...
the novelty
wears. It turns into work.
He's out.
All right, we'll come back and we'll talk more about Jay's dating habits.
Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Halloween is next Tuesday, guys. We know that. And we all
Halloween
love
party to... at the J Spot hosted by Flame. Did I say that? Was that shameful?
Man, my wife is all pumped up about this Halloween.
I told you Halloween is for kids.
Man, Halloween, you like Halloween?
Man, Halloween
man,
is great.
She got all the grandkids going to be here.
Aww, yes.
She done decorated the yard.
Yes.
What?
You know, because they got back yesterday.
From?
So I think she came back with three of the grandkids.
Oh, okay.
I got in late. I don't go open the
kids
door.
Kids love
I'm
Halloween.
I'm wake somebody
yes,
up.
They love it, man.
She done decorated the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, we got... so now everybody going to be minions.
Oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool.
How ironic.
So I'm looking quiet. In the little room where all the costumes uh-huh. are. Uh-huh. And I see two big costumes.
Uh-oh.
And I'm looking and I'm going, where are the kids?
Oh, you finna put something on.
Yeah, you gotta go with it, man.
So,
you have to participate.
No, I don't.
You gotta do it, Steve. Take pictures.
And what is thing one and thing two?
Oh, that's Dr. Seuss. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thing one and thing was from the Cat in the Hat. That's from the Cat
oh,
in the Hat.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the red and white striped hat
uh-huh,
I saw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you finna wear.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out.
You
can oh, please take pictures.
You
need
to
take
pictures.
Are you going to have pictures, huh?
I can't do
it. You got to do it, Steve.
You have to.
Do it for the kids, man.
Do it for the kids.
Let me tell you something, Steve.
Relationship having behind you. The last person pass out advice.
You're going to be exhausted. I'm exhausted
you're
after Halloween.
You're going to have so much fun,
kids,
man.
The kids are always at our house. It wears you out.
But we loved Halloween when we were kids.
I'm not going to be exhausted. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah,
y'all listen to me. I'm not going to be exhausted.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, watch. Wednesday, you're going to be
sending us
Halloween.
Next Tuesday.
I see. I work.
A week from tomorrow.
Two shows.
That's okay.
You still going to come home, though.
When you get home,
see, but,
you'll
see,
be
here
right.
Trust see, me. Grant, you don't understand. Grandkids mm-hmm. is coming from Atlanta. See, so they little time zone thing is messed up.
Oh, so you think
so
they
around
time.
7, they get real woozy.
Okay.
Okay.
And if I can keep them off this candy, I can get rid of them by 8.
Kids are never too tired
and
for Halloween.
What I do is I walk in by 8:15.
Mm-mm.
I got to buy a gallon of glue. My daughter and her friends want to make slime. They want to have a slime-making contest.
Mm. Make that out of glue?
Yeah, you can make slime out of glue, shaving cream, and contact eye solution and food coloring.
Easily.
Why that don't sound? Why that sound dangerous?
They love slime, man.
That's what they do. They make slime.
Throw that slime on each other, man.
Yeah, lips.
But they don't never want to go in the haunted house, though.
No.
Oh no.
They don't never want to go in there and do that part.
Who does?
They love to dress up scary, but they are the scariest people on the earth.
Exactly. Yeah, Halloween is.
Halloween is great, man. You got to get involved.
So get ready, put your costume on when you come home from work.
It's going to be a little young on you, too.
Let me tell you something. Look, the Cat in the Hat going to be in front of the TV sleep.
What's your favorite Halloween candy? I think everybody.
Corn candy.
Oh, you like corn candy?
Man,
you
used to love corn
candy. We called
corn
it candy corn.
Yeah, I used to hate that.
Man, I love corn candy.
I like caramel popcorn.
I used to bite the white tips off.
Oh, yeah.
Ate that separately. I turned mine into meal. I put them on a plate. I had a little fork, knife.
And separate them.
But see, now, you know what, Steve? You have to give it out. It has to be individually wrapped. You can't give candy out like that.
Not in my house.
No, we don't live like that candy. We don't live in the neighborhood where you...
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We got to say congratulations to the Houston Astros. Congratulations.
Yeah,
the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's right. The Dodgers. Game one of the World Series is tomorrow in Los Angeles. All right. And did you guys see all 5 living former U.S. presidents?
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah, it was really nice to see them. Man. They attended a concert Saturday night at Texas A&M. They were raising money for relief efforts from hurricane devastation in Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Former President Obama, former President George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, President Carter, and President Clinton, they were all there. That was a lot of power in one place. They looked good. I mean, what a picture. What a snapshot that was. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, and right now you miss any one of them.
Absolutely,
don't you?
Yeah. Steve.
You pick any one of them.
This is what presidential
looks
like.
We'll take any one of them right now.
That's what it looks like. Former President George W. Bush and former President Obama each appeared at public events and both addressed the divisive nature of politics these days. Here is President Obama talking about division.
If you have to win a campaign by dividing people, you're not going to be able to govern them. You won't be able to unite them later if that's how you start.
That was great, man. You can't do it.
Yeah. Neither of former presidents mentioned President Trump by name.
Nobody missed him, did they?
We all knew he was talking about. Given the climate of today's politics, we all knew, clearly, that he was talking about the current
president. The best shade is when you don't mention a person's name who you're throwing shade
We all knew, though.
We all know that, man.
All right,
but that
Steve.
Was crazy to see former President Bush and Obama on the same day last week speaking about the same thing, divisiveness in the country.
I just keep getting stunned. Now, the whole thing with the Democratic Congresswoman.
Frederica Wilson.
Now, she told the honest truth.
Absolutely.
And she told the honest truth. The way they're trying to cover it is appalling.
It really is.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, you can't expect him to get that right. I mean, you just can't. You can't expect him to get that right. He's not that type of guy. He's just not that type of guy. And that woman was 100% correct. And even Kelly, when he came out, I was surprised at him that he took a political shot at her, too, with what she had said about raising the money for the building down there in Florida.
Yeah, that was all a lie.
And then they played her whole speech, and she didn't say any of that. She didn't say any of that. She's sharp, man. She's really, really sharp and sincere.
They could have squashed it. That's all he had to say.
Right. Mm-hmm. All you had to say was you know what, look, I'm sorry it was taken that way.
I really didn't intend
for it to sound that way. But, like, you know, I had a bunch of military men talking about the statement that he made. He knew what he signed up for. And, you know, that's great to say amongst each other as military people. You know what I mean? That's a statement that one of these generals was saying. That's a great statement that we say amongst each other. That's not what you say to console a person.
And to call her an empty barrel is disrespectful.
They disrespected her. Yeah.
She wasn't an empty barrel.
No,
she just told the truth on behalf of a family that she has a relationship with.
Absolutely.
That boy was in her mentoring program.
Yeah, she's known him and the family for quite a long time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. Last break of the day. Just one more thing. Backyard chickens are causing a spike in infections. These days, it isn't uncommon for some folks to raise chickens in their backyard. And while the idea of fresh eggs in the morning, that sounds real good, right? Well, it happens. It appears that there's a huge downside to it all. Apparently, the increase in popularity of raising backyard chickens has also increased the amount of people suffering from poultry-related diseases, some of which can be fatal. Wow.
From eating chicken?
Yeah, from eating chicken. Yeah, the thing you miss so much, Jay.
I stopped eating chicken. I miss chicken so much.
Because you're a vegan now, right?
God, I miss chicken.
You're a vegan all the way now, Jay?
Yeah, I haven't
had vegan
He just don't eat meat.
He's lost so much weight.
Yeah. He ain't no vegan, though.
How much weight?
Are you
going to
eat chicken again?
He just had a hash brown.
I don't eat chicken, though, but I miss it.
Why do you have that faraway look in your eye? Yeah.
I like the depression, as it's called.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. He really misses it.
So you're never going to eat chicken again, Jay?
I don't know.
Yeah, when are you going to eat it again?
I told you, I might eat a live one. If you see a chicken with hot sauce on his back.
I tried to get him.
I tried to get him, Steve.
Wow. Okay. According to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, more than 1,100 people have gotten salmonella poisoning from chicken and ducks this year, with 250 people hospitalized.
What? The duck?
Yeah.
This is not going to change how we feel about chicken. It's a very low number.
Yeah.
Not enough.
What you say?
Not
say
enough.
That again, Jim.
This is not going to change how black people feel about chicken. This is a very low number.
I'm afraid you're right, Junior.
It's not enough to change our mind. Matter of fact, Shirley, I was walking to the restaurant. It was a group of us.
Mm-hmm.
We was walking over here to go to this restaurant, and they had some chickens in the back. You should have heard them chickens screaming. They saw all these black people walking towards. You're damn right we coming.
Well, you know that somewhere as a black person go, they ain't fried right.
Yeah. I'd be nervous. A lot of chicken, I saw a group of black people coming, I try at least barking. I got to throw them off a little bit.
You know, there's a, have you got, I know you've heard about it or maybe seen this movie called What the Health?
Yes, yes.
You know what? Everybody's telling me to watch that. They say, Steve, if you watch that, you'll never eat meat again.
Yeah. That's what everybody
said. Did you see
says.
It, Shirley?
No, I haven't seen it. I have not seen it.
I haven't but seen it.
I saw the other
meat.
One, yeah. The one that was before that one about the chickens and what they do to the chickens and all of that.
Well, you're right about chicken.
I stopped
you saw
for a little
it,
while.
And you still eat chicken, though,
yeah,
right, Shirley?
Yeah, I stopped for a little while. Yeah.
You
I
did?
I stopped for a little while. Yeah.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get away from black people.
Dodge traffic and everything.
Yeah, but a lot of people feel that way. What'd you say, Tommy?
Black people.
This is terrible.
Man, chickens were screaming so loud. It was seven of them. Chickens was out there just losing their mind.
You know, the day y'all bring that chicken in, you know when you bring from your client? Oh, I'm so sad. That hurts me. From churches.
Oh, you can't get none of that?
No, I see it. I want it so bad.
It'd be
man.
So... I know to eat it in front of you now. All that's
Pass
telling
the
me.
Wing,
I love
Junior,
the love
baby.
Here.
Double best. Fisted on you.
I swear to God.
You're going to be all right, Jake.
Jake.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, it sounds like...
If you hear about me running away with somebody, I ran away with a chicken.
It sounds like it's your girlfriend or something.
What? Like you need a chicken IV or something. That's what you need.
Wow.
Uh-huh. That would be nice, though, Tommy, a chicken patch. I like that, man. You put it on your arm, and every hour, you get a burst of chicken flavor in your system. I'm working on that.
So you like it
chicken
fried?
Patch.
Fried, baked. Oh,
barbecue.
My God. Soup, barbecue. Love it. Just love
oh,
chicken.
Smothered.
Smothered chicken.
Yeah. Onions and gravy.
Yes.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah, chicken neck, chicken feet, chicken back, chicken beak.
Hold on. Slow
chicken
down.
Chicken neck.
We're not doing no feet.
Chicken beak.
Yeah, chicken beak.
Tommy, I've had a plate full of chicken feet.
Yeah, chicken
beak. I ain't never
great.
Had chicken feet.
Oh, yeah.
Or a beak.
You eat them?
Yes.
What does it taste like? Chicken, I guess, tastes like chicken.
Ain't much chicken on it, but yeah, chicken feet.
Ain't no meat on it. It's just like fried skin and bone.
Yeah, chicken feet.
It ain't nothing to it.
Chicken eye. Chicken.
Now that would make me become a vegan.
Chicken eye.
And chicken feet.
Chicken eye and rice.
Chicken eyes and rice.
Smothered chicken.
Smothered chicken eye.
Smothered chicken eye.
It's so cool to see your plate wink at you, man.
Oh, that's scary. This
we
is scary.
Are adults talking crazy about chicken right now.
Well, it's been a good, crazy Monday today, this show.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know people eat gizzards.
Yeah,
and
people eat chicken. Yeah. Chicken. They eat chicken butts.
I used to love gizzards. Yeah. I got ready to throw gizzards. Lizards and gibbets in my Thanksgiving and Christmas banquet.
Lizards
along
and
with
lizards and gizzards. Liver
yeah,
and gizzards.
Along with my fried oyster.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I miss that so much, man.
Well, Jay, you can eat it again.
No.
So you're going to go the whole holiday season and not eat any chicken?
I can't tell how many times I heard that.
He's stupid. He ain't got no sense.
And paid good money.
Oh, God.
He's so silly.
We're talking about chicken here.
Yes.
Tastes like chicken.
Is it time to go yet?
I think it is.
Oh, I wish it were.
Me too.
It is torture, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Slapjack with some chicken.
A raw chicken. Yeah.
I never miss a setup. I really don't. I just don't.
No. I can't tell him in time to hurt that.
Folks, listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have yourself a great weekend. Do yourself a favor. Be safe out there.
It is Monday, and you talking about... Big Monday.
I'm so needing a day off.
We just started.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.